शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग एंड वेलकम। डिड यू ऑल एंजॉय बाप दादा'स मीटिंग लास्ट नाइट? एवरी टाइम बाबा कम्स, इट्स ए मीटिंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, न्यू फ्रेश। बाबा इज द इम्पेरिशेबल मास्टर ऑफ ऑल ट्रेजर्स। बाबा हैज गिवन each one of us all the treasures equally, right? At the same time, the treasure of thoughts, the treasure of time, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of virtues, the treasure of powers, you name it, a long list. But when it comes to accumulate those treasures and make use for ourselves and to others, we become number wise. Is that right? He gives us equally number one. We become number wise in accumulation, in distributing those treasures, multiplying those treasures. So yesterday, Baba specially spoke about three types of accounts that each one of us have accumulated in our accounts. One of the accounts that Baba spoke is of our elevated actions. On the basis of elevated actions, we have accumulated treasures in our accounts. The second is the treasure of contentment, the blessings that we have received through contentment and making others content. Second type of account that we have accumulated. And third type of account is an account of charity that each one of us have accumulated on the basis of selfless seva. So each one of us can also ask ourselves, keeping these three types of accounts in front of us, and to make it easy for ourselves to check, Baba gave us two signs by which you can check how much you have accumulated in the treasure store. One sign, I remember Baba spoke about having contentment, making others content, and together with that, Baba spoke about having good wishes, pure feelings for everyone. That is one sign. When I have this constantly, my accumulation of account is higher. The second sign by which we can check ourselves is actually, Baba mentioned about being incorporeal instrument consciousness and humble. These two signs give us a kind of clear understanding how much we have accumulated, the treasures, the three types of account Baba spoke about. So it was very interesting and very lively. Baba was taking us step by step. The third thing Baba spoke yesterday was the, you know, if you have a treasure, you will also have a key for the treasure, isn't it? You need to lock the treasure and you have to open whenever you want. Do you remember? What did Baba say? What is the key that we need to use in order to have these treasures available for us to use? What? Very, very simple key that Baba taught us yesterday was determination. You remember? Determination is the key to open the lock on these treasures. And nowadays we know that people like to use number lock. You know, they don't use the lock and key. Number lock. So Baba said yesterday, do you know the number for this lock of all treasures? I'm sure you will remember that. Very simple. Three dots. I, the soul, I am a dot. Baba, the dot. And Rama, the dot. So when we use all three dots together, we can access all these treasures that Baba has given to us very easily. And of course, when we open the lock and have these treasures available, we would like to increase it. You know, we would like to expand more on the treasures that we have. Of course, in the past, Murlis Baba has told us, one of the methods is to become a great donor. The easiest way to accumulate your account is to give. You know, the more you become a great donor, the more your treasures will multiply. By giving, you don't lose. That is the method Baba had taught us in the past. But yesterday, Baba gave us one tool, yantra. In Hindi, we call it yantra, not mantra. Yantra means a tool. So Baba gave us the tool of man, mana, bhav to increase, to multiply these treasures. I was thinking, how do we multiply these treasures? By using this tool, man, mana, bhav, in practical. Again, Baba opened up the secret there by telling us that when you use man manabha, which means be mind with your mind, that's the meaning of man manabha. So that means you will be able to pass easily and pass with honors. So in other words, Baba taught us yesterday by using the Manmana Bhav in the form of a tool in Brahmin life. One is you can easily let go of the past. Past is past. You must experiment. You know how, when you are in Manmana Bhav stage, how it helps me to let go of the past, and then you can stay close to Baba. Pass, in Hindi, the word pass means near, close. So when we are practicing Manmana Bhav, automatically we feel the closeness to Baba. And one is, again, we say, pass with honor. You know, there is always two things. Either you pass or you fail. So when I use this tool of Manmana Bhav, I pass with honor. So that means you can forget the past, apply full stop to the past, and you are able to pass, you know, you are able to say past is past, and you are able to pass with honor easily. Because what Baba says yesterday, this morning's Murli, you know, test paper comes in Brahmin life, obstacles comes in Brahmin life to teach us a lesson. Baba said it is like sightseeing. You know, some sightseeings are pleasant and some sightseeings are horrible, not so present. But still it is a sightseeing, it is going to pass, isn't it? So if I am focused towards my destination, I will see the sightseeings, but I won't stop. I will see and pass. So that is what Baba said. When you use Manmana Bhav in the form of tool, you are able to look at the test paper or obstacle, difficulties that comes in your life in the form of a sightseeing, and you let go. You will continue with your journey. You learn the lesson and then you move forwards. But, you know, all of us have the aim to become Bap Saman, right? That is our aim. Yesterday Baba said, if you want to bring the time complete the time, that means finish this cycle, begin a new cycle, you have to become Bap Saman. So, to become Bap Saman, Baba was asking yesterday the question, what is the obstacle that comes in front of Brahmins? What obstacles are you experiencing that is stopping you from becoming equal to Baba? And Baba said it is a very common word, not even sentence. One letter. You know? What? Ego. I. In Hindi, main. This one word, I, which I use in body consciousness. See, you can use I both in soul consciousness and body consciousness. So when you use the word I in soul consciousness, it is small I with a dot on it. So you will not get ego. But when you use the word I in body consciousness, big I, then I suffer from ego. So this mine, my I is that which is causing our effort to become slow in becoming Bapsaman. So Baba gave simple suggestion. Don't use the word I alone. You say I the soul. Me Atma. Add the word Atma together with I. Automatically your thoughts will slow down. You know, I was remembering Prakash Mani Dadi very much when Baba was talking about it. Dadi is the only Dadi in Baba's Yajna. She never uses the word I for herself. She will always add the word Dadi is asking you to do this. Dadi wants you to go there. She would never say with that kind of ego, I tell you, do it. I told you to do that. You know, she never ever uses the word I by itself. She's aware I is the soul. So this is something we all can practice when we are in Madhuban. How many times do you use the word I? And how many times do you use the word mine? Count. So if tomorrow, just keep chart for one day, 24 hours. Yeah? Every time before I say I already think I the soul. So the thoughts will slow down and the thoughts will become positive automatically. You cannot have negative thoughts when you are already saying I the soul. Soul is positive when I am aware of soul. Only positive energy emerges. So my thoughts are automatically slowed down. I don't have to struggle to get rid of body consciousness. So Baba was calling yesterday. This was the major point, highlight of Baba's Murli yesterday. Baba said, this mind is hanging behind you like a tail of the monkey. What Baba said, Hanuman, you know, Hanuman is of course one form of monkey only, but Hanuman is also given the name Mahavir, the great one, warrior. You know, in scriptures, Ramayana, they show that Hanuman, his tail was lit, and with his lit tail, he burnt the whole of Lanka. They wanted to bring Sita back. So that was the only way. So they always connect the tail of Hanuman and the fire. So yesterday, Baba was telling all of us, now, you, this tail, I, this tail is hanging behind you. That is not allowing you to become Bapsaman. You know, every now and then, this I in the form of body consciousness becomes a hurdle, ego. I know this, I did this, I must be given chance. You know, so many I. And so Baba said, now, unless all of us burn this tail of I consciousness, we are not able to become Bapsaman and bring the time close to completion. Now, which fire? Hanuman, his tail was burnt so he could burn Lanka. So which fire can I use in order to burn my tail of I? So for that only, Baba said, volcanic yoga. Baba said, ordinary yoga is not going to help to burn the tail. So we need volcanic yoga, Jwalamukhi, fiery form of yoga. Of course, we have heard this from Baba quite a number of times in the past also. But this is very nicely connected. Because if you want to get rid of something with its name and form, you burn the thing, isn't it? When you put something into the fire, the color, the form, the texture, everything changes. So when we burn this tail of I consciousness in the volcanic fire, that is fiery form, then no name and trace will be left. So many of us may be wondering, what is volcanic yoga? Ordinary yoga will not do. See, there are three stages in yoga. First of all, Baba says, don't use the word yoga. That is Hatha Yogis. It's not your business. Use the word remembrance. Okay? Now there are three stages in remembrance. The first stage is to make effort to remember Baba. It is called struggling remembrance. Like a warrior, struggling. Second type of remembrance is natural remembrance. The remembrance just comes. I don't have to make effort. Like, for example, if I consider myself to be a student, I will remember my teacher. If I consider myself to be a child, I will remember my parents. If I am a patient, I will think of the doctor. So when I am soul conscious, I will remember the Supreme Soul. So, natural remembrance. But that is not going to burn the tail. That is not going to create heat. So the third type of remembrance, Baba did not give that name, but he has given this name in the past Murlis. We call it as troublesome remembrance. Satane wali yaad. The remembrance of Baba should reach the climax. It becomes troublesome. In the sense, I can't forget. I want to forget. But I can't forget. And today what we are telling Baba? Baba, we forget you. On one side we say, we love you. On the other side, we forget you. So, what Baba wants us is to have that kind of troublesome remembrance where remembrance becomes a fire. So yoga fire. So the fire of yoga, in other words, is called tapasya. Tap, tap in Hindi means heat. You know, the sun has heat. So he can burn, but moon cannot. Moon is cool. So when we think of burning, we think of sunlight. So we need to create the fire of love. When love becomes satane wali, even when I have unadulterated love for Baba, unconditional love for Baba, so the love becomes a fire where I cannot forget. So then the fire of love ignites the fire of yoga. So two fire together becomes volcanic. Fire ignites fire. You have seen, right? If you want to light a candle, you need to have another candle. You need to have a matchbox. You have to have some fire. So I need to have that fire ignited in the form of remembrance. So when I have that quality of remembrance, then it takes the form of fire where it cannot be extinguished. It really reaches to my subconscious mind and burns the seed of my sanskara. So I return to my eternal form, eternal stage, eternal quality, same as Baba. So we become equal to Baba and the completion will happen. Now, what can I do in order to ignite that fire of love, make it volcanic? You know volcano? You have seen anyone, Laukik volcano? It's not formed instantly, you know. It takes years for the volcano to get ready to become active. And once the volcano becomes active, the heat it produces, even the lava that it throws from the volcano, it can burn the rocks, melt the rocks, they say. So hot the ashes, the lava is, which is for us, it is vibrations. You know, that is why they say in the past, in Copper Age, rishis and munis, when they used to meditate, even though their concentration was on the element of light, but they had such concentration that the vibration reached to the whole town, whole city, that somebody is meditating in this place. The vibrations of their yoga. And people used to, the vibration worked like road map. And they traced those sannyasis in the cave meditating. So that means the animals, the elements of matter nearby, all were tamed with their vibration. Now what Baba is asking us to do? You spread the vibration. You send sakash. What is sakash? It's special rays of light and might. So who can send Sakash? I have to be myself, the form of light, isn't it? So what Baba is asking us to do is to make our yoga powerful yoga stage. Constant, uninterrupted yoga, unadulterated yoga, undivided yoga. So from my experience, I would say that is possible for any one of us if I am able to look at yoga as remembrance, and remembrance is based on two things, love and relationship. Love, relationship, remembrance goes in circle. You remember someone because you love them. You love them because they are your relationship. Whether near or far, doesn't matter. And so if I want to make yoga a fire, so what I need to do, I need to make sure I have all relationships with one Baba and all attainments from one Baba. Underline that. All relationships with one and all attainments from one. So there is no gap in my intellect and mind to go anywhere else. Once Dadi Gulzar was talking about this topic and she was mentioning, see, the mind and intellect of the soul has only two places to go. One, the mind goes to human relationship because of attainment, attachment. And the intellect goes towards objects, perishable things, because of desires. And so if I have attained all physical attainments, I feel, I have attained Baba, I have attained everything, and I have all relationships with one Baba. So there is no margin, there is no space for my intellect to go anywhere else. So before you take on board to get into the volcanic stage of remembrance, start your preparation to check yourself. Am I able to have all, do I have all relationships with Baba? Just to make it easy for you, all relationships are condensed into 8 main relationships. If you have these 8 main relationships, which Baba has mentioned in 88 Muralis, 88 Muralis, then all other relationships are covered. Like Baba is my father, my mother, my teacher, my Sadguru, my beloved, my friend, my brother, and my child. All 8 relationships. And all attainments, that I can think about in the world, I got, because we all sing the song, right? I have attained Baba, I have attained everything. So experiment on this. Once I have all relationship, which means the experience of love. When you love, is different from different relationship. For human complete life, we need the taste of all relationships love in our life. Even if one love relationship missing, it will be wandering when I am meditating. So I have to make sure I have tasted the sweetness. Not only tasting sweetness, I fulfilled my responsibility of that relationship with Baba. So then, when you think of Baba, you are able to get lost. You are able to get lost because there is no other empty space to go anywhere for the intellect. It can go to different relationship, but it will still within that context. So in other words, volcanic remembrance means get lost and disappear. My identity should get disappeared. I merge into Baba, become Baba-like. Moth and the flame, you can think about. When the moth jumps onto the flame, it becomes flame itself. That is called volcanic yoga. I lose my identity. I am lost. Once Vedanti Ben was describing volcanic yoga in a very simple but entertaining way, she said, get lost and disappear. Try that next time. Get lost and disappear. Where, what happened to the moth? It disappeared, became flame. But today we are still appearing. My sanskara, my nature, you know, still the tail is hanging around. So for that, in order to have such concentrated, quality, powerful remembrance, I need three things. Concentration. Tapasya, volcanic yoga is not possible without concentration. You need concentration. You need to be introvert. You have to withdraw. You have to withdraw. You have to become a tortoise. Withdraw. And then purity. You know, like attracts like, right? That's what they say. In science, opposite pole attracts. But in science, in silence, it's like attracts like. So when I am light, I attract Baba towards myself. No, that is why many times in the Murli, Baba says, if there is rust on the needle, how can the magnet attract? So the magnet is ready to attract when your needle is clean. You have already removed the rest. So it is a remembrance in which you are lost in love. You are lost in the remembrance of one. Unadulterated remembrance. So I need to have unadulterated love in order to have unadulterated remembrance. So maybe you can try today 1 hour we have you know, 1 hour meditation time we have in strength. But all that we need to do is close the three doors and keep one way. If you keep all the doors open, you can't have volcanic yoga. Three doors closed, no entry, only one way exit. One door is consciousness of the body, closed. Second, consciousness of bodily relations, closed for 1 hour. You know, when VIP come, some VIPs are coming, they announce that those roads are closed 1 week before. These roads are closed. So we are going to whom? The highest on high, to meet the highest on high. So we need to have thorough road, isn't it? True. So second, bodily relations. And third, worldly objects. No need to do window shopping now. So many Brahmins do window shopping during meditation time. You know window shopping, right? They see something and they want to get it, but they don't have money, so they satisfy their taste buds by shopping, standing outside and looking at that object. At least they satisfy. We don't need to do that. So three doors are closed, one only. The mind, intellect will go through Baba. So we all love Baba. Volcanic yoga means falling in love. That is the difference. Have you fallen in love with Baba? We all love Baba, so we become Brahmin. But if you want to become angel, you have to fall in love. You have only one heart. You can fall in love with only one person. Finish. My heart is given to Baba and I am seated on Baba's heart throne. Finish. There is nobody in my heart and nobody else in Baba's heart. In the Murlis, Baba say, when somebody asks you, where does God live? We say, oh, in my heart. And if you ask Baba, where does children I live? Baba say, in my heart. Baba is true. We are not true always. We have somebody else also in the heart. Not one and none other, one and one other. So today 1 hour we can try. This is a very good time collectively, and that also gives. So yesterday's Murli, the highlight for me, you know, the obstacle that is coming in between me and Baba in becoming Bap Saman. We also want to become Bap Saman. And Baba also wanted us to become Bap Saman. Why it is not happening? Baba keep on asking, have you fixed the date? What is the date? We can't fix the date because we don't know. So now we know the secret, the obstacle is within ourselves. The old sanskara, the conflict in relationship, in service, in other obstacles that comes is only because of mind. So, forever, just like they say when they go to Kali, goddess Kali, they only sacrifice goat and sheep. They don't take cow and cat and dog, you know, to sacrifice. Why? Because the goat and sheep make the noise, meh, meh, which means I. So they chop the head. That means I finish. And if any goat cry, that is not accepted by Kali. It's rejection, because it was crying to live. So we should be prepared to sacrifice. So just simple experience let us have for one day and see. Every time you use the word I, the soul. That's what Baba said. Add one more word. Don't use the word I alone. So in that way, we are able to fulfill Baba's wish. Baba's wish is for us to become equal to him. And it's not difficult. Saman. So the more closer you come to Baba, the easier it is for us to become equal. You know, that is what Baba has mentioned in the past Murlis. First come Samip. Come close. Then you become equal. If you are not even feeling close. And for being close, what method Baba has taught us is to do two things. Experience yourself in the combined form with Baba. You are combined. Baba and me are combined. There is nothing more closer than combined form, isn't it? So see yourself always combined. And see yourself always under the canopy. Baba's canopy. So you are not separated. So anything that separates me from Baba, that is Maya. Anything. It could be royal, it could be gross, it could be anything. Anything that separates me from Baba's company, anything that moves me away from the canopy, that means that is Maya. That is how Sita, you know, was separated from Rama, because she allowed the golden deer to come in between. She got attracted, so she was separated. So that was an interesting lesson Baba has given us, that we all have to start to our yoga practice. We have to upgrade our yoga practice now. Yeah, nowadays people are very concerned about upgrading their qualifications. So we have to also upgrade. No more struggling yoga. No more complaining in yoga. We want to become complete, sampan. First is sampan, complete. And then saman. And then perfect. Perfection comes third. First I have to become complete. Which means full. Then you become. After complete you become perfect. Then you become equal to Baba and go home. If I am not equal to Baba before Baba returns home, I will go with him as a procession party. So that is why Baba's wish for us from yesterday's Murli, we can understand very clearly that we should keep on accumulating as many treasures as possible in Brahmin life and remember the abundance of treasure is only when you donate. But you cannot donate or accumulate if you have not paid attention to one slogan. Less expense, great splendor. Those who spend less for themselves, they will have the art of accumulating. And because they have accumulated a lot, they can keep on giving without even thinking they are giving. So we can summarize the whole Murli of yesterday in three words. Increase your account of accumulation of all treasures. Make Manmana Bhav your tool. And thirdly, create volcanic remembrance to destroy the tail of Ravan in the form of mine, I. So then you are able to, just like, you know, in Christianity they say, cross the word I. You can be face to face with God. So burn the word mine. You can become equal to God. Not just face to face, but equal to God. So let us experiment today closing three doors and only one door open. And the title we will take for us today is I am a lighthouse and a might house. See yourself in the highest abode, Parandham, in your highest stage, your eternal stage, with the highest father, highest home, highest stage, highest father, lighthouse. And from there, draw that light and might from Baba and let it spread. Whoever is in need, they receive. I don't even have to think. I am giving. I just be a lighthouse and a might house. Are we ready? So sit straight. I don't think anybody would like to get up in between. So we will create such a powerful power of light and might. It becomes like a tsunami. You know, when there is a tsunami, you don't have to announce. People will know already. So the vibrations of power can spread everywhere. Okay, so if anybody wants to get up for 2 minutes, you're most welcome. And after that, we will continue until 7:30. Is there anyone who has any burning question? No, you have to use the word I. Definitely, we have to use the word I. But when I'm using the word I use it in incorporeal consciousness. Before, I used to use I in body consciousness. So the product of the body was anger, lust, greed, all these five vices used to come. Now, because I'm using the word I in incorporeal consciousness, soul consciousness, so the quality of the soul, one or the other quality, either peace or love or purity or happiness, should follow the word I. That means you are using the word in soul consciousness. Not only you feel, the others with whom you are interacting also feel. This is what we saw in Sakar Baba. We saw in Prakashmani Dadi and all the Dadis. They did not say, but they demonstrated that they were using the word I in soul consciousness, because we got the positive feeling, vibrations from them, you know. So that is a proof. Yeah, we have to use the word I as long as we are in this physical world, you know, otherwise, you know, how people will know who is talking. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So shall we? Anything you want to say?
Could I make, is it okay to make?
Yes, please.
Just to put something into your heads. We've got two tours planned, and we have to register for those tours because the souls who are involved have to know the numbers, and we have to know numbers for buses and that kind of thing. So the one tour is on the 18th, and that is to the Spiritual Art Museum in Mount Abu. The sister there, or the family there, very kindly offering us tea as well. So we're going to leave here, go into the village, go to the Spiritual Art Museum there, have tea there, and then we're going with the brother from there on a temple tour around the lake to Baba's Rock. We'll have the evening at Baba's Rock, come down as the sun sets, and then go to Pandavavan, where we can have about an hour of yoga before we get the buses back to Gyan Sarovar. So please, tomorrow, make sure you go to Global Office and register so we have the numbers and we know how many for the bus, and we can inform the museum how many there will be for chai, for tea. The other tour is on the 20th, and that's a longer tour. That is down to Shantivan, where we will meet four seniors and then have lunch, followed by the movie The Light, then on to see the printing press, which is apparently enormous, and that will be very brief, but we'll end up in Gulzar Upavan, which is the beautiful garden where, you know, there's some very interesting gardening happening and they're very welcoming. So that will be quite a long, it'll be a long day, but we do need numbers because we need to see if buses are available. If, for example, our buses are not available, we might have to hire a bus, but it will be a minimal cost. So if you're interested in either of those or both of those, please, please go and register tomorrow so we can work out numbers and organize that efficiently for you. Thank you very much. Now some volcanic
yoga. You can merge that announcement for the time being in this 1 hour meditation. Don't make plans for the tour. So now you go straight, become just a tiny, tiny point of light and go straight beyond the subtle region into the soul world. Golden red light all around where Baba, the supreme light, the highest on high, is waiting to embrace all of us. So you see yourself only as a light, the highest in your eternal original form, and be with Baba in the highest abode, in the highest place. That is the lighthouse, the tower of light and might, and connect and stay with Baba. Let Baba do the magic for 1 hour. We go beyond time. If anybody has any mobile, please turn it off. We don't want to suddenly hear some sound coming from somewhere. I also have to do that.